Hi, welcome back to another episode on Be Inspired. I want to apologize for the break in content upload. I had some major personal issues that I had to attend to and face squarely, but thank God it's resolved. I'm back and so is Be Inspired. So on today's episode of Be Inspired, we will be talking about contentment. Yes, contentment. It is quite easy to be discouraged, to be frustrated, demoralized, dejected, like cast out, considering all that is going on around. The economy is crashing. It seems like there is always one problem or the other. People are being laid off, people are having health challenges, mental, psychological. A lot seems to be going on. But if you are as a person, if you are not affected, it's very likely possible that somebody you know or somebody close to you is. It just has been the trend of late. There is no value, or practically there seems to be no more value or no more appreciation for money, for honesty, for humility, for dignity, for hard work, for patience, for contentment, for commitment. Everything seems to have gone down the drain. Everyone has a justifiable reason for every wrong thing that they do. It seems like nowadays, it seems and feels like the wrong things are the things that are being promoted and celebrated. Like remaining on the right path, remaining on the right track is a virtue that most have lost. It's a virtue that most have traded in quest of what they count as pleasures, as in love for material and financial gain has turned a lot of folks into gluttons and greedy individuals capable of all sorts of evil just to satisfy their needs, irrespective of the cost and harm it might do, not just to themselves but to those around them as well. Contentment is not just a word that should just be forgotten like that, though now it seems like it's just a word in the dictionary that the meaning can only be gotten from there. Most do not even understand or grasp the meaning of what it means to be contented when it seems like all hope is lost. No food, no funds, no friends, no shelter, no hope. It seems like you are all alone. Even family seems to have deserted you. And it seems like even hope is bleak, like there is nothing. The ability to still be okay, to be satisfied, to not do wrong, to be grateful and upholding your moral standards at that moment is contentment. The ability to be satisfied with what you've rightly gained, with what is going on, even if it is not much, even if it seems like it's nothing. Not coveting, not having negative thoughts, not having negative wishes, not going about the wrong ways is actually a lot, and that is contentment. Having just a car, for example, in place of three like your peers, like not running and asking, oh my god, Paddy here has three cars, so I must get three cars. Instead, being content with the one you have, maintaining it, taking care of it, as I'm being responsible, putting your financial resources or whatever resources it might be into other things to achieve something greater is actually contentment. It takes a lot out of a man or a woman to be contented with what they have. It takes strength and it takes courage. If life gives you lemon, if it gives you lemon, for example, you turn it to lemonade rather than start coveting the champagne of your neighbor or of a friend that you do not know how they got or sourced for it. Contentment does not mean laziness. It does not mean you don't have dreams, desires, aspirations. It does not mean you don't have talents and potential. It does not mean you can't pursue or chase or achieve your dream. Instead, it means that while you are striving to be better, while you are working towards getting to that goal, you are okay with where you are. You are not greedy. You are not causing unnecessary rift. You are quietly, gradually, steadily working to move forward without causing harm to those around yourself and yourself. contentment isn't limited to food and funds. Like some people are like, I'm contented. Oh my God, that food was good. It's not just limited to that. We are all not gluttons. Not everybody is a slave to food. So contentment is not just limited to food and funds, but it cuts across all aspects of an individual's life. The lack of contentment is the beginning of the downfall of a person, because that is when the person starts looking for alternatives that causes more harm than good. I would urge us today to be contented and to progress. Have a lovely time. I hate everyone.